The Skype of Cthulhu presents Blackwater Creek by Scott Dorward. A Call of Cthulhu 7th edition scenario. Featuring Darren as veteran private eye Jack Coway. John as business magnate Benjamin Wallace, also known as Kanka Wampe, the White Raven. Mark as Olympic swim team hopeful and Miskatonic University student Harriet Flaume. Magnus as the Miskatonic University archaeology wunderkind, Errol Stevens. Rich as brilliant field anthropologist, Dr. Elise Haverson. And Shannon as expedition troubleshooter, Del Wervel. Your keeper of arcane lore is Corey.
Saturday.
Yeah, happy Saturday.
It is. So happy.
Of course. Oh, wow. We don't have Magnus yet. I don't know if you guys saw email, but it
Rich.
Looks like Rich is also going to be a little bit late. So we'll arrange for Elise Haverson to have a little tea as well.
Hang on. And Shannon's character is away as well?
Yes. Yeah. That's which probably, as I said, it's being a shortened session, that's probably not a bad thing. So, okay, let's see here.
What are their two characters doing together?
Well, we'll have to see.
Greetings.
Hey, hello, Magnus. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, you know, it's pretty good.
Thank you for getting up early this morning, your time, to join us. I'm sorry we weren't
well, no problem.
So, we got everybody here. Do you guys want me to give you a lowdown of what happened last time?
Yes, please.
Okay. Last time, you guys were discussing things at the house. Malcolm Jarvie, the owner of the Jarvie Farm, was talking to Merritt. You see that there are some problems going on with the farm in terms of this strange disease that you've been seeing. You guys snuck in and got some glimpses of that. Oh, you had the dinner, and, you know, you found out that Jarvie had some stories about the Carmody, the Carmodys, and Brendan Carmody in general. You saw him surrounded by vermin, and bugs were crawling all over his body. So it was a pretty freaky thing. He got out of there very quick, and he does basically... He's whispering things about, well, not whispering, but warning about witchcraft, and also does not advise you to go out there. You guys have decided this morning to check out the forest location, which Kankat Wampe keeps dreaming of, and try to figure out what's going on there and what is drawing him to it. Oh, I guess that was the discussion the night before. And then we had the craziness on the farm where the animals just entirely went insane. The large boar named Brutus broke out of the pen and tried to run down Malcolm Jarvie, but was... nicely and deftly killed by Dell with a very good shotgun shot, and that saved him. Unfortunately, and you guys woke up, most of everybody that was here, woke up to a bunch of semi-intelligent rats, it seemed, staring at you as you slept. And you had this very strange feeling, even after they left, that you were still being watched. So it was pretty disturbing. You did some tests with it. You didn't get aggressive, and they just kind of got bored and walked away. But obviously a very strange situation there. Okay, oh, and then Dell was a witness to old Pete, who drowned in his own excretions of black fluid. He didn't go to help the entire family, actually. I mean, I can understand that. It looked like Pete was pretty far gone. He was yelling something. Actually, let's see. Yeah, he was pretty incoherent and yelling and, you know, with the burbles and everything else. Couldn't really make out what he was saying, other than if you remember it from what I did last time. Let's see here. So, and he eventually died with the Jarvis trying to save his life, which failed. The part with you know, this entire a crazy time just immediately stopped about, you know, after about 5 minutes or something, and everything that was, all the animals that were going crazy and jumping around and, you know, like rolling around in the dirt, all of a sudden got back to their senses, realized that they're out in the open, and went off in their different ways, and that was the end of that. So it was a very strange end to the whole thing. Okay.
We went to the town, didn't we?
Yeah. Afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And the sheriff has all become nasty.
Yes. He's very upset at this point.
And drunk.
I would
early.
Actually bring up that Kankat Wambe had another dream. Oh, and also, both Wallace and Harriet, they both had a dream as this incident happened the night before, which they have told you about. Which is basically their mothers were screaming, terrified, and they felt a smothering presence as the screams continued, and then they woke up to this whole thing. But anyway, actually, I don't know if John, if you received the email I gave you earlier, I don't know if you want to use that as a explanation of your dream, if you wanted to. Use that. You can keep it to yourself as well.
I think it's fine if I tell everyone about it, because
okay.
You know, I'm trying to get everyone to help me with this ritual, right. so we can try to fight the darkness.
Okay.
So
okay, we'll tell you what. Let's go back to that after I finish the deal here. And then you can we'll do a flashback to where you're explaining what you remembered in the dream.
Sure.
So okay. So actually, you're going to the forest. You get to you get to Blackwater Creek, and you know, actually, you try to find out if Jed is around. He's not. You basically tell all the bad things to Sprouts and about that happened on the farm. He's kind of like, oh, well, that's horrible, but he doesn't exactly care too much, which is kind of disconcerting to you guys. And you bug him on about the widow Hawkins, and he's getting really irate about it, and you know, agitated that you're bothering him. So you do go over there. You kind of check it out. Harriet did try to get a view through the window. Didn't really reveal anything other than she is definitely gone. But and then he ripped you away from the window and said, you can't go in there. So, but I think that was about it. You went to Baxter's. He hadn't heard from Jed. You checked on Jed's door. He's not there. And I think that's at the point where you guys decided that, that you're going to continue on and go into the forest. So I guess that's it. And I let's do that flashback where you are going to explain the dream to them.
Kankat Wampe's slumber brings him again into the dark forest. He immediately knows he is in Black Creek Wood from his innate memories of the earthy scents and the cool sensation from the dense humidity. He stands before a raging fire as dark shapes gyrate in his periphery, His soul feels warm in the knowledge that these are his ancestors, the elders of the Siakuk tribe, and this is good. They intone otherworldly chants to the vibrations of drums of impossible timber, and he relishes the instruction he is about to receive. With his many years of shamanistic service to the Wampanoag tribe, Kakawampe finds himself skillfully mimicking the tones of the alien chants and understanding their meaning. The bright moon filters through the trees, and a cold breeze of evening energizes his pounding heart. He dances nimbly, chanting the alien invocation, feeling the spiritual instruction guiding his muscles into the perfect sweeps and steps, impossible for a man of his advanced age. He knows it is good. The fire illuminates tall conical mushrooms with jet black caps and white dots which impossibly blanket beyond the sacred ground. He knows his ritual requires these gifts. A red excretion weeps from the flesh of the cap down the stalk, and his instruction reveals the use of the liquid as a ritual paint. The dark red liquid is applied across his forehead and under his eyes in two trailing lines down his cheeks, as if they've been clawed by a beast of the night. The claw-like stripes are applied down his arms and legs to complete the application. Kankawampe feels his strength surge from the sacred rite, and he sees himself mystically reflected in the fire, and he knows it is good. A sudden start passes over Kankawampe's face as the ancestors break their alien chorus and intone these words. Partake of the medicine of your ancestors. The words are intoned in the lost Black Earth tongue. A ceremonial pipe appears in his hand, opposite the defiled mushroom used in his ritual painting. The old shaman scoops spongy meat from the mushroom and puts it into the bowl of the pipe. A glowing ember from a stick in the raging fire lights the mushroom mass, and an acrid smoke enters his lungs. His perception immediately wavers, and the reality alters before his eyes, and he knows that this is good. Dancing and chanting wildly, his savage brain reverts to animal instinct, perceiving reality with a filter from ancient medicine and ancestral mysticism. The wavering darkness cloaking his ancestors starts to boil away, and their features sharpen from behind the veil. His breathing and chanting accelerates, knowing he's on the edge of his destiny, communing with his ancient ancestors. The last cloaking veils are burnt away, and Kankawampe's eyes snap open to the dawn, remembering the details of the dream with uncanny clarity.
Okay, who's here right now, everyone? Everyone but
everybody but
Richard.
Del and, yeah, Del and Elise, so.
Okay. So, everyone, gather around. I had another dream last night with many more details about what I need to do my ritual in order to try to fight, gain the power to try to fight the darkness that's creeping into this land and making everything go insane, as we've seen with the worms and the animals. And all the visions that everybody has been having. So what I saw was, it was nighttime, and there was a moon rising in the sky, and I saw myself searching for a black mushroom. It was black as night with kind of like white spots on it, and I picked a ripe mushroom, and there was a, like a bonfire with fire coming from it, and the fire was around the mushrooms, and I picked an adult mushroom, and it had this red mucus like seeping out of it, and I was able to as my ancestors instructed me, it was like paint myself with the markings for the ritual, and they started teaching me the chant that I needed to chant as I was dancing around the fire. And then we partook in smoking the meat of the mushroom, and it gave us insight into being able to figure out how to gain power to be able to fight this darkness. I know some of you don't believe me, and some of you are very skeptical about the reasons that I'm here, but I think this is the reason that I have come here, because I have ties to this tribe, and this is my ancestry, and I think it is my calling to be able to fight this, and this is how we do it.
I would say that... How can you trust that this is the right thing to do?
I just know it. I can feel it. I can feel that this is something that they are calling me to do, and it doesn't feel bad. It feels like it feels good. It feels the right thing to do.
But maybe they don't think it's bad, but the consequences of it could be bad for the people that live here or us.
Well, I'm going to take that chance, because what's the alternative?
That's a good
the alternative question. The alternative is how else do we fight this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
But your people don't have a good reputation, and you say this will give you power over the thing that's doing this. But the power to do what? To stop it? To encourage it?
I don't. That was not revealed to me. I don't quite know, the origins or the I don't quite know what the power is that I will
see
bestowed upon me to fight this.
That's a problem I have. Your tribe, your elders, from what we can see, didn't seem to have the best intentions. They were shunned by other Indians. It didn't seem to be just a white man thing. It's other tribes feared them. I'm not sure we could trust some dreams that you're having, to be honest.
Well, sometimes people fear what they don't understand. This is why my people are in this situation that they're in right now, actually. Greed and hatred and fear of the unknown. This is why, Native American tribes all over this country have... To coin a modern American phrase, is that we've been shit upon for many years now.
But I could understand if it was just if the evidence we found had just said white settlers had had trouble. But like I say, other tribes who you would have thought would have understood you had similar outlooks. That they shunned you. They feared you. And this place does seem cursed. Everybody who's lived here seems to have come to a bad end. The white settlers didn't turn out well. Your people seem to have a bad reputation. I'm not sure this dream quest of yours is the right thing to do.
I share your concerns, but I agree that what other options are there?
Well,
we have to try something.
I'm not sure what. I suppose we could investigate more.
For sure. We definitely
to be involved.
We need to look into this more, but. As it stands right now, I don't see what choice we have.
All I know is the less people that help me, the lower my chances of success in attaining the power that I need to help us defeat this. And if I have to do it by myself, I will do it by myself.
I'm all for just going to investigate, but just going off instructions off a dream, I just think that's a little flimsy. I think if we get more ideas, then it might help. But
okay, but actually, you know, at that point... Oh, help. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop you.
No, that's pretty much it. Just okay. I think we just need to go look into it more.
Just a question. Actually, can I make either a biology role or a natural world role to, based on the description, try to identify that mushroom?
Sure. Go ahead.
68. That's a fail.
Okay. So, it sounds like a strange mushroom. Nothing that you've ever heard of in this sorry, I don't remember the whole description that he gave, so I don't want to spoil anything if you didn't do the entire thing. But, it does not sound like anything that you're familiar with. So, sounds kind of strange. At that time when White Raven is speaking of this, Reginald just... You can see him smiling and... You know, he looks glowing, exactly, and he's like, Mr. Wallace, I will follow you the whole way. I don't know if you noticed, but my lungs, they're healed. They're healed. I feel like a young man again. And you can see that, all morning he hasn't been wheezing or coughing or anything. And, He's actually tears are coming to his eyes. He's like, your magic's here. This place is blessed. I'm with you all the way, sir. And John, I have updated his sheet. So his okay. constitution is much higher, and you even have a picture for him. So he is in your Dropbox, sir.
Hmm.
Okay.
So yes, he's ecstatic, and he's like, I will go all the way with this, sir. This has saved me.
Sounds like a miracle.
You're right. I can't believe it. I've always been a Christian, but I don't know what to say about this. I've been saved by his people. It seems this area. This it's a holy place.
Can I ask an out-of-character question?
Yes.
That's it. So just being here has done this for him?
Being in this area?
Okay. He didn't, like, eat anything or experience anything?
Oh, yeah, he's been eating everything you have, and, you know, he's done exactly what you guys have done. So,
okay. Because we left off, we were here at the location, right? I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we're like here at the either morning, or if you're explaining this at the town, either way is fine.
Okay, so we're not even at the location.
No, not in the location in the woods. No.
So he's in this town, and okay. Sorry, I was trying.
Yeah, he's just interpreting that, you know, this area and this is like a holy land that you brought him to, and he feels so much better. And, you've seen him for years just wasting away, and now he feels young again and you know, cured. And it's very much affecting him.
Did you drink from that whiskey?
Well, yes, I drink from the whiskey. Everything here, it's blessed. It's cured me. Land, I don't know what to say. There might be some side effects, I guess, but I cannot believe how well I feel.
Because he's at the stuff at the farm as well when we had the meal.
Yes. Yeah, he's had the same meals you guys have had, and the people who have eaten.
Apart from Harriet, because Harriet is still kind of confused why you guys are eating stuff.
Yep, no. Yeah, Harriet has stayed away from the food. It is...
After the mutant pig fire, and
so yes, she has not partaken.
Well, congratulations, I suppose.
Do any of us have any medicine?
Thank you, Errol. I'm sorry.
I do have some biology, not medicine.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if you want to give him a physical or something, yeah, you can. You can try.
No,
I don't know what you'll get. I mean, it's internal. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, like, his breathing is better. So
he used to be kind of wheezy and struggled to breathe.
Okay.
He was in the Great War, and he was probably a victim of mustard gas. And he survived, but it really screwed up his... lungs.
Respiratory system, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he can take like a deep breath and it's all clear and...
Yep, yeah. It's okay. You heard him coughing and wheezing and, you know, everything the night before when he was camping. But now it's all of a sudden he woke up this morning and he is fine. It's miraculous, to say the least.
And he seems holy place. Is he kind of... Was he a particularly religious man beforehand? Do we know? Or
I'll leave that up to Kanka Wampe, but because it's kind of his dude. But what do you say there, White Raven?
Just checking out his character sheet. Sorry, I was still reading.
No,
his character.
No, that's okay. That's all right. No,
I apologize.
Not a problem. Was he a religious man?
Yeah, he was lightly religious, though. He wasn't, like, evangelistic or anything like that. He's, okay. I almost, probably you could say, a little more than just, what's the word I'm looking for? A little more than just, faithful?
Yeah.
Like, between... But not just a little more fervent than someone who never talks about it. But.
Right. So he
maybe sits church on major holidays.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably he was praying that his afflictions would be healed. But
he does. He does pray.
Keeping his faith. So so he was moderately religious. But now, you know, he's actually seen results in what he guessed he would think is a different religion in a magical place.
You could say he wants to believe in the face of all of the horrors he's seen in war. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. So he's very happy. Well, I suppose he would be very happy, I suppose, wouldn't he? I can breathe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's just the mountain air and the fact that we're not, you know, bogged down by, you know, all the stuff in the city for once. And
yeah, I would note that it is still a pretty crappy day. I mean, it's
oh yeah,
it's
true.
It's fairly cold and overcast, and it's still there's some raining going on. Sprinkles, I guess you would call them. So it hasn't changed much since yesterday.
I think Harriet might be slightly worried now because she's going to mention that. Didn't we all feel, well, some of us feel better, more energized after the whiskey and...
Sort of, yes. Or
just the last few days being out here. And...
Professor Haberson feels oddly refreshed even after the disturbing night at the Jarvies. She feels her heart can leap out of her flesh. She is so alive. Elise feels the vitality and the power pulsing through her veins. Her confidence is unflappable, and she feels beauty exude from her flesh. Is that physical or abstract? She feels her soft, supple, and glowing skin bask her in knowing warmth. Pausing for a look into her grandmother's ancient compact, her reflection displays her incredibly wicked and beautiful smile. Elise pauses, adoring, eyes wide, admiring what this glorious day has brought her in the physical ecstasy of her existence.
You you guys are noticing, as Del and Elise and Jack, they look fantastic this morning. They are, you know, you can see them sitting, you know, standing tall and basically glowing. You know, they got wry smiles on their face. Jack, you know, because obviously before you saw him in a good light before he got to Blackwater Creek. But he looks pretty fantastic, strong and you know, confident and all this other stuff. So I'm kind of just going to leave it at that because I don't want to play anybody's characters. But they are looking pretty fantabulous this morning after last night.
Okay. Harry's slightly worried, but if you can agree with Jack, it must be the mountain air or something.
Well, I suggest that maybe we don't partake in any more of the local rations until after we do our and until after I perform my ritual. I don't trust in what's going on up at the Carmody's.
Eating and drinking, and I'm not feeling that much different.
Do any of us display any other symptoms? Does anyone have any black lumps? Or
No, actually, it's just you can tell that people are pretty upbeat. I would note that, Errol, you were feeling very good the day of the camping. Oh. Yeah. So okay. You had a feeling of well-being along with Del.
Yeah.
So you have felt some sort of improvement in your life being in Blackwater Creek.
Well, it is a very nice day. I mean, it has been a very nice day, yeah.
It is good to get out of the city.
Yeah. Is this feeling of well-being just you feel slightly happier, or is it more, I've got more energy, I feel stronger, fitter?
I think it might be being out here in the countryside.
But it's an emotional feeling more as a physical kind of, is that what it is? We just feel, some people just feel happier as opposed to, I feel full of strength and...
It seems like it's a mix of both. I mean, for me, it's just not only just, you know, more pleasant as far as just emotional state of just sort of like, you know, weights lifted, but also just feeling more energized just from either that air or, you know, the food or, you know, not having a weight of all the problems of the city crawling at you and other things. So it could be a variety of things, but let's get over to the site and then we'll see what we can find out there.
Our character must, is it emotional or is it like I had a bad tennis elbow and that seems to have gone and my slightly painful knee is feeling better?
Actually, at that point, I'm gonna pull a Dell and say, you know, Mizzy, I always look this way. I am always in top shape. I don't think we need to discuss this right now. This is we're just wasting time.
But it could be the effects of the contamination of the food. It could be are we feeling? Ailments better, or we're just feeling higher? It could be some kind of drug.
I don't really have any ailments, but I mean, I mean, you've got to have had this before. Some days are just better than others. This is one of those, a good day.
So you just feel happier and more relaxed.
It's a good day. I mean, everything's better on a good day.
Yeah, I mean, I will actually give you that Dell actually looks fit and lean and just
people are glowing.
Well, this is not even glowing. He looks strong. Like, you know, like he has been, you know, he did a full calisthenics workout this morning, and he is, you know, on the edge. He is looking great. But, you know, obviously he didn't. He just...
we had a disturbed night, and we feel great.
Yep. So, I would say if anybody looks, he just looks pretty pumped up this morning. That's a visible.
He's almost thrumming.
That nighttime disturbance, it just rolled off me like water. I mean, you should try to not stress so much.
Does no one think this is strange?
No, not really. No.
There's many.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
There's many ways in which nature can make you feel much better, and many snake oil. I know because I have a company that makes some of these products. Sometimes they make you feel better. Sometimes it's all in your head.
No, but. Aren't you worried? I'm just a student, I know, but we've seen the thing in the water, so much, and the
stress
the
is crops, bad for you.
The crops
okay, that's
are
where, that's where Haberson jumps in and says, "Boys, listen, Miss Missy. I think this is just wasteful. We're trying to find Dr. Rhodes here, and I think we should cut this discussion and get on our way. Now, shouldn't we? Don't we have a job to do here?"
Yes. Also, I mean, stress is unbecoming of a lady. It adds years to you. let's just and, go and find the...
That's where Elise does a brilliant smile. And
that's not normal!
She looks much more beautiful than usual. So, glowing. She is definitely glowing. But anyway, so that is if you guys want to continue, that's cool. I'm just throwing in some flavor from the other character.
Let's see.
Harry
will
investigate this. Down and just keep a distance from everybody else. Stay.
There you go. All right. So okay. So that's we'll say that was before you guys left. That was a chat around the cars, maybe, or
yeah.
So okay, so that was on the Jarvie farm before you head out. So, okay, so we will fast forward ahead. You have just been basically snubbed by Sproutson, and Dell is over by the cars, and I guess that's where we're all going to start off. Actually, you do see somebody is on a good looking country girl. Is driving up the Dunwich. She just passed over the bridge, and she seems to be heading to town, dressed in her nice white Sunday dress on a Saturday. And it looks like she's heading over to Baxter's. And you can see that Dell has caught her sight from quite a distance.
Driving to or from Dunwich?
We're going to say from Dunwich. She's coming over.
Okay,
back. I mean, it's the direction she... You know, she's on a bike. She, I don't think she might have driven from Dunwich. Probably not, especially with what she's wearing.
So, yeah. From the direction of Dunwich, then, yeah.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Oh, sorry. So, from the west. So,
yeah. Yep.
Down this way here. So, she's just coming over the bridge. So,
yeah, meet me when I'm over.
Okay. So she actually is. Let's start. What is your guys' plan at this time? You see, actually, Dr. Elise is walking up towards Dell, and kind of like, well, Dell, it looks like you found somebody that'll suit your taste, huh? And he just keeps looking. He gives her a wry look, like you something else. So what are you guys doing at this point?
So Jed hasn't turned up. We're still missing him.
No.
Mm-hmm. So it's the check out the woods or go to the comedies, isn't it? There's anything else in town we need to do.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, there's other things in town if you wanted to.
Corey, I sent you a side message because I wasn't sure about
it. I'm sorry. Sure, no problem.
That's okay.
I think we should definitely spend some time looking at this location in daylight. But if you have things to do here, I suppose we could do that first.
I have no plan, so I say we'll get over there and take a look around before it gets too dark and see what we find. And
yeah, it is really go early. From there. I mean, this is like 8:30 in the morning now. Probably not even that much. Probably just Baxter's just opening. Yeah.
Well, no point in wasting daylight.
Turn his side. Okay, so Dell is kind of sitting there next to the cars. The girl actually rides up, puts her bike next to the porch, and she's giving a pretty big stare with a nice smile. And Haberson is over there bitching in his ear, basically berating him. He looks over and says, "Well, I think you folks can go on your little heathen run here and do what you want in the woods. I'm going to go blow off some steam if you get my drift." So,
blow off some steam? What do you mean?
You'll figure it out.
Why is that important? Raven.
And he just wanders up towards the girl, who was actually just sitting on the porch, and, you know, she's looking, you know, demure, and he walks up, starts talking to her. And actually, at that point, Haberson just gets upset and, you know, stalks off towards the general store. Oh, actually, but before that happens, let's do another thing earlier this morning. You do realize that they're talking, and Del does make mention that there are some weapons and supplies. So, you know, standard, there is like two 12-gauge shotguns and a rifle of some sort is kind of like the standard pack that they bring on these things. So there are some weapons in the truck supplies. Should someone want them? I don't know if you want to pull them out here. You're probably gonna have to drive, you know. I don't think Sproutson would be real happy to see you pull out shotguns in the middle of town, but
I'll take one of the shotguns just in case we get into like some wild animals or something like that. But I'll just take it with us, but I don't expect us to really use it.
So, no pistols, yeah, so like I take
said,
it.
Okay, actually, you do. I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to reveal. Some people have no pistols. You're right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
There are the shotguns, two shotguns, and the rifle, which will determine what that is when you want to. So, but yes, that is the. I think Harriet and Errol are the ones that are not armed at this time. So
Harriet has the steak knife.
Except for the steak knife, yes. Yeah. Got the steak knife.
I've never used a shotgun before, so I would be unwise to arm myself with that, or a rifle.
I think Reginald has used a rifle or shotgun in the past. Maybe he should have one.
Okay. Sure.
Because He's familiar with them from his time in the war.
Yep.
He doesn't have one right now. He only has a small pistol, it looks like.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, no problem. So you guys can divvy them up. Just, let me know who has what. So Jack has a shotgun.
Yeah.
Reginald has, what is he taking, a shotgun or the rifle?
Here, question out of character. The .22 short auto, is that a .22 rifle?
No, that's actually a pistol, right? Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, he should probably carry a shotgun, since I would imagine it would be a little more damage. It'll...
Okay. Okay, the rifle is still there, if anybody wanted to take it. Like I said, this is down the way. So, like I said, now you've seen that, we'll do this down the road. I'm sure you don't want to be taking this out in front of,
I'm assuming all this stuff's on our truck.
It is, yes.
So, yeah, that's just pretty with us. We probably drove to town anyways, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Dell has, walked away, and he is, hitting on a country girl at this point. And she is quite a specimen.
I will go after him and say, I think we're going, sir. I don't think we have time for this.
You guys go. I got my own plans for the day. I'll catch you after you do your heathen tasks out in the woods. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to take me to find... the components I need for my ritual. So, if this man who doesn't care about us,
I have some tasks to do with this little lady. So,
apparently, he thinks,
and that's where Del, or this excuse me, important. That's where Elise gets very upset and just she's just like, Del, you are just such an asshole, and she just starts tromping off down towards into town, just doing her own thing.
I say we leave him here. I don't know how long it's going to take me to find what I need. The day is not getting any shorter.
Nope. Yeah.
Longer.
Can I make a psychology roll on Dell?
Yes, you can.
Come on, 10%. Oops. I fail. Seems okay.
Yeah. No, he's you could from what you can tell, he's just kind of fed up. He doesn't really care about this weird Indian. He doesn't trust the Native American. He thinks this is a little squirrely and dangerous. And there is a object of affection here, which he's been looking for a long time, and I think he's got his chance at this point.
I'll try one time to persuade him, because I think maybe at least having him there, if he doesn't want to participate, could help if something goes, if the Carmides come in, and like, what if the Carmides come down? What of then? What, are you going to leave your friends in a lurch just because you... Just because you want to entertain yourself here?
You can try. It's going to be
We're rough. Doing serious business. Massive fail. Yeah. Sorry.
No, he's like, the day I take advice from you, Mr. Indian, it will be the day, probably I'll be dead and in the ground. So why don't you just run along, do your little dance and whatever you're going to do.
What you think is...
Let's just go.
I'm here to get roads. You guys aren't doing that. I'll be taking some time to myself, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I suppose it'd be handy if he stays here if that Mr. Jed returns, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, Harry. I'll look for Jed, back near the river, probably. Behind some trees, but
in a secluded area, yeah. That's probably where he is because we can't find him.
Of course. So why don't you kids run along and help out the Indian? That'd be a fine thing to do at this point.
Yeah, let's just go.
Okay. He is. Making some good moves with the girl there. Probably about half his age, but legal and whatever country legal is. And good days, good times, good times. So somebody will need to drive the truck. if you want to bring it with you. Like I said, we're
Reginald,
in
right.
the middle of town. Well,
yeah, we do have Reginald.
Okay, well, you're not all going to fit in the truck. I mean, you, for this, you can jump up on the back, I guess. Are you going to leave your Rolls Royce in the middle of town?
No, Reginald, do we have two people to drive?
I can drive.
Okay, Reginald will drive the Rolls because I have some things in the trunk that I'll need.
Right, cool. So yes.
Is Habison coming with us, or she wandered off?
She has just stalked off. She's upset and pissed, and she looked very emotional. It's strange. It looks like she had a smile on her face as she walked away, and she just stomped off, just like, "Oh, you son of a bitch!" And you know, it's strange. She looks like she's being more.
She's acting
difficult
gentle.
than usual. You don't know. I mean, he just had enough of Dell and thought it was time to go.
So she just walked down the road.
She did.
Away from us. Okay.
Or maybe she went into one of the stores or something like that. But she's.
Yeah, one of the many stores.
She did stop. She was going there, and then Dell made some more smart comments and just started walking down the road back towards probably Jarby Farm. You don't know if she's going to the Jarby Farm, but that's the she's walking east. Being on her own for a while.
But where's the professor gone? Is she? Anyone see her?
Let's not disturb her. This is wasting time. Let's just get in to the site.
The less time we spend here, I think, the better.
Yeah.
Well, also,
they don't want to join. They're not going to join. However much we nag them to.
Yeah, and also with us having both the car and the truck, you know, they're not going to get very far if they decide to leave. So. We'll just let them do whatever errands they want to do and get back with them later.
It seems Chad got pretty far. So,
I'm sure they can find someone to drive them here if
he got 6 foot under.
If they arrive.
Okay.
Is there a place in town to hire a car or something?
No, absolutely not. This is a tiny place. I mean, Baxter's General Store is very big. For the area, but this is just nothing. This is a bunch of shacks around Baxter.
It's not Baxter's General Store and auto rentals.
Maybe he's got a car out back. If you give him enough money, he'll drive it somewhere.
If not, possibly. You never know. There are a couple cars. You do see a couple cars in town. Actually, you see a truck behind Sproutson's house, and there's other. And also just a reminder, there's the schoolhouse and the church. So it's not like this is, entirely just a bunch of shacks, but it's pretty close. So. Okay.
Did we speak to the vicar? Is there a vicar?
Errol remembers the vicar, the priest or whatever he would be, the reverend, is actually, Sproutson's involved, and you think he runs the service.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking that might be a place to get some more information on what happened to the original settlers and if he's got anything about the tribe, but
yeah,
if Sprouts has evolved, no.
I'm sorry, both of you, Harriet and Errol, remember that, yeah, he was involved in the church. He was involved pretty heavily. You saw him, the week you were there, you saw him coming out in some sort of robes or something, so.
Were they yellow robes?
They were not.
Was he wearing a mask?
No. Okay, so. Okay, so.
No, he wears the mask.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys, if you want to do something in town, more investigation.
No.
Okay, there you go. So,
if Harriet Sproutson's evolved here, she won't go there.
Okay. So where are you going to leave the cars once you get there? Let's go to the map and make the plans that way, I think.
So we're heading towards the blood-soaked altar in the woods where Native American sacrificed virgins.
The some place we haven't visited in the woods that apparently has some significance to Mr. Raven.
Okay.
I see it there.
Right there, right there. Okay.
That's a good place, I think.
By the bridge? Okay, cool. Or
as close as we can get.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you could... it's actually more wooded, you know... Sorry, that's pretty much tame land there. You could probably drive the cars up towards the woods and it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It's a little less rough than it was at the expedition site, so...
Okay, however, just show us how close we can get to that
sure.
location.
No, you could basically get up to the woods, so, I mean, if you wanted to...
There, approximately, I take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, you are very welcome to park there, if you're not worried about...
But this can't be, I mean, it can't be a long distance, considering the size of the houses.
Well, that's off scale, let's put it that way. Oh. I think it'll be a little bit longer. But yeah, so we're gonna say it's probably about a mile or mile and a half out. So, into the woods. The woods distance is about that much.
Yeah, from the road to the woods.
Right. Yeah. Not to the woods, but
to the location in the woods.
Well, yeah, I guess that would probably be more, huh? That would probably be about. I mean, by the scales, even. I don't know. I think we called the expedition site was about a mile off, right? I mean, it wasn't that far.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was probably about three quarters of a mile or something. To where the site has been marked in the middle of the woods.
But I mean, the thing we'd save like a couple of minutes by not parking by the road. That's the
yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
So it's probably easier to just park by the road.
Sure. It's not a problem. Okay. Okay. So you gear up. Let's figure out who's got what. Is anybody taking the rifle that is going to be there?
Do I have rifle skill?
Sounds like
I have no rifle skill.
And yeah. Jack, I have the
Reginald
right now.
Reginald will carry it on his other shoulder if he has to, but I don't know. Can he just free it just in case?
I'm gonna look at the back and say no guns, no pistols.
Reginald can trade his 22 pistol for.
Harriet has rifle skills.
Yeah, she has shotgun. I was thinking. I'm sure that is that.
Oh no, it's rifle slash shotgun.
Okay.
Yeah. It's different. I mean, it's
yeah, so I haven't.
That's okay. But I was about to say, I know somebody does. So one of the kids does.
Yeah, I'm going to say to Reginald that, yeah, if you have a gun and you're carrying a rifle anyway, I mean, I've never shot a rifle, but I have some, I did shoot some rats with a pistol, so I sort of know how those work.
Okay, Reginald will give his 22 pistol to her.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Yes, I think Errol's background is he's kind of upper middle class, and he's done some shooting.
Shot something at least with a pistol, yes, obviously.
So that pistol is a range 10, 1d6 damage, just to let you know. Yeah.
It's kind of a pea shooter. Okay, yeah. So, all right, so you guys gear up. Is there anything special you want to bring to the woods with you out of the truck?
Torches, if we have them. Or flashlights.
You probably have a couple flashlights. There's some, if you want to bring... I'll be honest, you're welcome to bring them. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, so there's still going to be sun filtering through the trees.
It's dark, spooky woods.
Okay. You can bring it.
Harriet is the only female with a load of men in dark,
yes,
spooky woods.
Yes. So, and also, we will say that there is, lanterns in there, if you'd like to bring an oil lantern. So,
Harry would just be happy with the flashlight, I think.
Okay, so, sure.
Lights.
All right, yeah, there's a couple of flashlights, probably... you take one.
Probably just basic camping or expedition gear in case we need like samples of the mushrooms or other stuff we find.
Basic. Sure. So Errol's biology background. He knows. He grabs a couple petri dishes or something. So ready for that.
Also, worst case, we'll just have to come back to the car. It's not like we're gonna have a. It'll be like 20 minutes.
Right.
The White Raven gets like a shoulder bag and puts the components for his ritual from the trunk in the bag.
Yes.
Okay. That the ones he has anyway.
Okay. Okay then. All right. Well, if you're ready, you can head into the woods. Do you want to mark me your planned path? Are you just going to follow the creek or?
This Raven's anyone knows the way, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I remember seeing it in the distance from the creek. So if we follow the creek, I could probably more easily find where I was when I saw it. Yesterday or the other day when we were here.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, yes, you go ahead and start moving up the creek. Everybody, you see it is pretty much a one of those canopied woods with a lot of trees, not many low-hanging branches. You know, I guess, you know, they're that's not really true. They're smacking you in the face and stuff, but you're not seeing. It just looks like a lot of trees are blocking your view, and you can see from the creek. You can still see it's just a trickle coming down the way. So as you walk into the woods, you get in probably about 100 feet. If everybody wants to make a listen roll.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a fail.
Okay.
I fail.
41 of 20 fail.
Okay.
But I will spend 6 points of luck to make it.
Okay. Well, you just notice that... Oh, jeez, you know what? We're supposed to roll for luck. Sorry, we'll do that after this. Yeah, you reminded me. Yeah, well, actually, no, I'm sorry. It's... we were playing a different game, and Magnus had mentioned that you can get luck every session. So
After each session, you roll to regain luck.
So we'll do it at the beginning this time, and we'll worry about that later. But I totally forgot about that, so I wanted to bring that up, and I forgot.
How do we do that?
I believe you have to roll over your luck, and then if you...
Oh, okay.
I think if you get it, then you get a D10 back.
Yeah, you do get a D10 back, but I'm not sure if you have to roll for it. I'm just going to check.
Yeah, I think you got to roll for it. It's basically if you have higher luck, then it's harder to get back. But I'll let you guys figure it out. But anyway, so you've spent 6 points. So as you went through, you're noticing that... you know, you by the jarvies and everything else, you hear a lot of birds. You hear, you know, you see a ground squirrels running by, blah blah blah. There is absolutely no birds, or you know, you maybe think you'd hear something crackling out in the woods. You don't hear it.
It's really quiet here.
Interesting.
You think it's just time of year?
I mean, wouldn't there be at least some sort of noises?
Well, it is summer still. Late summer, but...
I would just, from Harriet and Errol, your biology or natural world,
this
should be an ecosystem. There should be... Definitely should be.
Yeah, I'll roll for natural world.
Okay.
87 fail.
Okay, I'll roll 81. Either way, just from your training, you're like, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's in the middle. There's no reason why there should not be something around here at this point. So that's a little freaky.
See, I told you that this is wrong. Look, even the animals know to stay away from this Indian place. I don't like this. Even the animals know it's cursed. And as I'm saying that, I've got the torch on underneath my chin.
Okay.
I think it could be a...
Sorry, now I get the joke. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Sorry. So where are scary. We along the... Where are we along the river where we start seeing this?
You're pretty much right when you get in. Like I said, you can smell. It's a very earthy smell. So you don't get very far. And, you know, you can see the black earth in the I don't want to call it a gully, but, you know, where the creek should be. And it's very, you know, it smells, you can smell the decay of, a lot of plants. It actually looks kind of strange. It looks like some of the bark has fallen off the trees. And is on the ground.
It's kind of spooky.
Just the are the the trees, are they unhealthy looking, like the stuff we found by the creek earlier? The actual, are they kind of overabundant in growth? Any of that black ichor anywhere? Or do they look ill?
I'm sorry, which, the trees? Yeah, go ahead and do
it. Well, just a general spot. Trees, I'm sorry, bushes. Well, yeah, just a general trees, bushes.
Do a spot hidden.
God damn it, your rolls. 20, which is a pass. Huzzah.
Okay, yeah. It definitely looks weird. You know, it doesn't look like a healthy ecosystem, so to speak. You're seeing a lot of bark looks to have fallen off trees. It doesn't look normal, but at the same point, it's you're not seeing anything crazy out of place, but it doesn't seem like a healthy forest.
Mr. Raven, this place we're going to, in your mind, is this a good place or a bad place?
It definitely seems like a good place. But I think what we're witnessing here is whatever is going on with the Carmody's. I think they're tainting this good place.
Okay, well.
So are
that's
the
my
trees...
view.
Sorry,
go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
So you say, apart from like the bark falling off, it's nothing too weird, but is there, the trees are still, it's summertime, isn't it? So they're all green and they've got leaves and stuff?
No, I mean, they actually look kind of a little sickly. I would not say that they look healthy or not. I mean, you're seeing leaves towards the top, but it doesn't look great, these trees in here.
I would point out that that's strange because the stuff we found other places seems to be growing better than normal, didn't they? I think was it the wheat or something seemed to be?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So this is the opposite of what we found previously. Huh. I shall point that out and I have no idea why. okay.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
And we're walking.
Spot. Go ahead and do another spot hidden.
And we're walking along the creek, aren't we?
Yes, you are.
92.
Okay. 92.
But there's a dam there, isn't there? Oh, okay. So we're below the dam.
You are below the dam, yes.
So is the creek still got water in it, or is it just relatively dry now?
No, there is a trickle. You can hear that's probably the one sound you hear is the trickle of the...
Okay.
A fail? Okay.
So maybe that's... Yeah, so maybe that's what it is.
Not enough water?
Yeah. Or the water, the tainted water isn't getting down here to give it that kind of boost.
Possibly.
Because the corn fields were, yeah, above the dam.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. When was the last time it rained? Oh, no. Was it a storm?
It's been raining, I wouldn't say constantly, but you're getting sprinkles like every today is like every couple minutes, so you're getting in here. You're the canopy is protecting you a bit, so. But I guess the thing to take away from this is there's a lot of trunks of trees in the woods here, so lots of trees, and it's difficult to see too far. But what you are seeing is not exactly healthy. So.
Has my thumping in my head increased, or is it still there every 40 seconds?
Nope. Actually, being used to it, it is always that way. So.
Okay. Okay, okay. It's strange. Harriet would mark on the oddness, and her opinion is that maybe the dam is causing the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the rain should have. I don't know. She's not sure.
Well, let's just move on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you move up along the sides of the creek here. Continually, it's once again. There's not much you're hearing. You do get up to about here. And now you start to hear insects are buzzing, which is strange because it was like it was kind of nothing, and now all of a sudden, that was a little goofy.
Are the trees starting to look a little better now? And as well as hearing insects.
Actually. No, they are the same.
Okay.
Pretty much kind of screwed up.
Can we smell corruption? Is there something dead ahead?
Can you smell corruption? You are getting a strange smell now. It's like a deep kind of a rotting smell. I'm sorry. You're still smelling the sickly sweet smell, but
apple.
But now as you're getting closer, you kind of smell of rotting smell. It's not so pleasant.
Is the sickly sweet smell not any stronger? It's the same as it always was.
Yes. Or, yeah. Okay. It permeates. Now it's actually getting. Kind of competing with this other smell that you just found.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I think there might be something dead ahead. Maybe some bear or something.
Well, we are in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just be careful and keep our eyes open.
How dare these Carmody rascals defile this area.
Exactly.
Let's just keep going.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get to the location.
All right. So you continue moving, and actually, like Kankat Wampe, he can just kind of sense it, and it's unfortunate. It's going towards this buzzing area, and where this. This smell, as you continue on, you start seeing these little, the mushrooms that they're tall and conical, but they, they're probably about 4 or 5 inches high. They have a black cap, and there are flies flying around everywhere as you're coming into this. The smell is getting more and more like rotting flesh.
Can I attempt to identify the mushroom?
Sure, go ahead.
50, which would be a fail for natural world.
Okay. Harriet, did you want to try as well?
Yeah, go on then. Oh, yes, 0-1.
Okay, well, there you go. You absolutely have never seen anything like this. You from your looks, this is fairly unnatural. You see that they are... they have a black, dark, like jet black cap, and it has like these sickly white looking dots on the cap. And the very weird thing, you can tell this rotting smell is now coming off of these mushrooms.
Funky.
And
you may have discovered a new species.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Mm. And these there's a red fluid running down the from underneath the cap down the stalk. And it seems that that's really what the flies are into, and they're underneath and you know all over the place in this place, trying to I guess they're eating the fluid.
This is the mushroom you were talking about, Mr. Raven.
Raven starts looking at this. This is it, and he looks for like a nice, good, like one that looks like it's mature and good. Has grown for a long time.
Yes, so we should take a sample.
I'm gonna look for one.
Sure.
Do I need a roll for that?
Actually, you know what? I don't think you do, because actually, you're okay. kind of, as you're looking, it looks like they're radiating out from a spot. So as they look smaller outside, and as you move more towards where you need to be, from what you sense, they're getting a little bit bigger.
I'll look for the biggest one I can find.
Okay, so
I'll just keep going.
So basically,
I'm going to take one and put in a glass jar, a sample to bring back to the university.
Okay, go ahead and are you taking care of the viscous fluid, which is?
Yes, I want to have as complete a specimen as possible.
Okay.
And probably get another sample of just the liquid, so.
Okay, go ahead and do
a biology. That's a good idea as well.
A biology roll?
20. That's a pass by half.
So sure, yeah, you're able to get it in there. You have a sample of the mushroom and the fluid, you were able to do it without touching any of it.
Excellent.
It screams.
But you are, now you have flies buzzing around you. Some are trying to get into the petri dish as you're trying to close it off. And like I said, as you waft it towards your face, it smells like rotting flesh. I mean, you've heard of this before in the wild, but it's pretty disgusting. As you pick it up and you look under the cap, you see that there's some spongy meat in there, which is what is producing this red fluid, which goes down the stalks. And
well, disgusting or not, it's a new species.
Touch the fluid.
Maybe we need to start thinking of a name for it. Do you have a name for it, Mr. Raven, or should we come up with one?
No, I don't have a name for it.
Maybe we should name it for Harriet.
No. No, thank
it's
you.
It's an honor.
It smells of corpse.
Well,
there is a flower that I have heard of that blooms once every like 90 years. It's called a corpse flower.
Yes.
Maybe surely it should be named after Professor Haberson or
We'll put a pin in this and discuss that with her. Yeah.
When the mushrooms cut, it's just the red fruit. There's no of that black.
Actually, it looks fairly. I mean, like the meat of it looks fine at the stalk, and you know, like the outer part of the cap looks, you know, like a normal mushroom. But this odd meaty. Part of the inside of the cap, which is excreting this fluid, is just weird. And the flies are loving it.
Hmm. Can I identify the fly?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and do a...
19, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, they just run-of-the-mill flies, as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
They all have a red eye on the back of them. so, is this just a clearing, and there's just these mushrooms?
Actually, it's getting sparser, but no, it's not a clearing yet. You'll need to,
okay.
You don't feel you're at the center of all this yet, but
okay.
It's definitely as you're going the way that White Raven wants to go. It is the mushrooms seem to be getting bigger and more dense.
Is it fair to say that it looks like something is emanating from somewhere further in the forest?
Possibly, yeah.
Looks like something might be emanating from that way.
White Raven's going to follow the trail to find the largest mushroom he can find.
Okay,
he's going to follow the pattern.
You start seeing towards the middle there is just like a circle, which is just there's really you don't know if there's a rock underneath or something, but the mushrooms are just kind of surrounding it, but they are not they're not growing on it. There's a bunch of dead leaves and mulch, I guess, for a better term. In the middle, but it just seems like, and your mind, there's still trees around, and and the canopy is still covering, but this seems like the place where you need to be.
And there's still loads of flies. Are they increasing as we get closer, or?
Yeah, the flies are worse. Ugh. They're everywhere, buzzing around, and they're buzzing and walking all over you, and it's fairly annoying. So, yeah.
So there's a circle where there aren't any more mushrooms, and there's a rock in the middle of it.
You don't know if there's a rock underneath or whatever, but yeah, they just you notice that like maybe a an uneven oval of area, maybe 3 feet long or something, is the center of these mushrooms.
The mushrooms are still there. It's just a weird shape.
No, the mushrooms don't go into the circle.
Oh, they don't go in there. Okay.
Right. So this seems, and you're from your spirit, you think you found your place.
I think this is it. This is where I need to perform my ritual.
I must admit, I'm even less convinced that this ritual is a good thing. This whole area just reeks of death.
Yeah,
the flies and the smell. It's and it looks like they're weeping blood. Is this
place supposed to look like this, or?
I think the land is crying because of this taint that has been placed on it.
And Reginald at this point is like, oh, this is beautiful. This is. This
oh, Jesus.
Okay.
Shoot him.
And I do say that in character.
But the importance of all this,
there are flies everywhere, and there's stinky mushrooms, which may or may not be useful. I mean, they may well be useful, but they reek of death.
And do the trees around here?
I tire of you not fearing what you don't understand. I'm telling you, this is good. This is the right thing to do.
Do you understand this?
I believe my ancestors are telling me the way to helping this land and curing it of this blight.
Maybe we're the blight. I mean, I'm growing less confident, but let's carry on.
Harriet is going to refuse to help in this thing now. This is wrong, and she's going to go head back towards the truck, I think.
Well, I mean, he can't do the ritual until night, I believe we established last time. So
yes, yeah, it does.
It's not like
she's still going to leave. This this place smells. There's flies everywhere. This is an unholy place. It's just nasty, to be honest.
I'm curious to see if there's a cave at the place, so I'm going to carry on.
Okay.
The possible signs of blasting near it.
Okay. So, so Harriet is starting to walk back to the truck. Everybody else is sticking around here. What are you doing, White Raven? It sounds like this is your...
So White Raven is this is the... He looks for the most mature mushroom he can find and carefully extracts it so he can get his components for the ritual.
Okay.
Do I need to roll for that or am I...
No. Well, yeah. Okay. Go ahead and do a dex roll would be fine, or something, whatever. Actually, you know what?
I have chemistry. Dex.
Yeah, okay. That'll work. That'll work enough. That'll give you some care. So.
Oh shit! I never did that luck roll thing. 78 to 62.
Oh okay. That's true. I'm sorry. If you guys want to roll for luck, go ahead and see if you get some back. If you roll over, now you get a D10. So, but anyway, you need to roll over your current luck. I think that's the rule. I have to admit, I did not look it up. Okay, good. Good. I'm not screwing that up because obviously we're trying to reach 7th edition here. So, So okay, there you go. So whoever has their current luck, if they get above it, go ahead and roll a D10 and add that to your luck. Okay,
you have to spend luck first, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Can we go?
Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah.
Oh
I'm
wait. Spending. Yes. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. No. Right. I mean,
You roll for luck at the end of every session, regardless of whether you spent luck or not.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can get more.
Yeah, but you can. But if you have a really high luck, the chances that you're going to roll over are pretty slim.
Okay. There you go.
So that's how luck is.
I stand corrected.
My luck is high.
Okay.
So, my luck is high. I failed.
Okay. Damn you, Severus. Damn you.
So I will, if I have to, spend the 16 luck points to pass this chemistry roll, though.
That's totally up to you. Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Oh, and there's you know what, you guys? We have not been pushing. If you want to push, I mean, I have not been reminded you of this. That's a totally valid thing, too. But, you know, the push means that something horrible will not happen. So, you know,
the spending,
Yeah. So, totally up to you, but we need to remind you guys that this stuff is...
also, if you push, you can't spend later, so you can only do one of them.
Okay. So, did you just want to spend then, John?
Yeah, the White Raven really needs to pass this, so he's just going to spend the luck on it.
Okay, well, yeah, then you notice that, like, as you're picking it up, like, there's a, preparation in the cap that kind of busts as you're picking it up, and the ooze starts coming out the top, but you're good enough to notice that it was happening, especially with your work with your foodstuffs and crops in your production. So you're able to take it without any getting any on you or anything like that.
All right, he puts it in a proper container.
Also, so,
like puts the liquid in one container, puts the rest of it in another.
I would note that you're probably going to have a mushroom per person for the ritual paint. But
so those that are helping, I'll get them a mushroom. Or can I split this one up? I have.
I think you're gonna. I mean, it's probably that. We'll say it's two people per mushroom. We'll do that.
Okay.
So that seems about right.
So I have one for Reginald and I. And who else needs one?
I'm not sure I'm going to be joining, but take one for me in case I am.
Okay. Can I just use the roll that I already rolled to do that? Or
I'll roll. Sure. You know what? We'll give
20,
you
25 out of 62. Okay, I passed.
Cool. All right. You're good. You're good. Okay. So, yeah. So, you grab that, put it in a little a ritual sack that you have, I would assume. Anything that Jack wants to do while he's here?
I'm pretty much with Errol on the fact that I'm not quite sure how effective this is going to be, but I'm not going to, you know, run off and leave him here. So I'll at least, you know, stick around, and if nothing else, just kind of help out. But
right, cool. Yeah, no problem.
Not okay. Sure if it's the right thing, but we'll find out more from examining these things.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So, yeah, actually, Harriet, you hear him, her, excuse me, you hear Harriet is tromping back
good
in
weekends.
The woods. You don't hear any problems that happen as she goes back through the woods. What else would you guys like to do while you are here? And actually, let's bring it back to Harriet. Would you like to do anything as you're going through the woods?
I was still seeing no animals, no birds, etc.
No, yeah, no. It's just this is not good, especially with your natural world knowledge. This is it doesn't look healthy. This just looks strange.
I'll try and make a track roll to see if I see any tracks. Which I bloody hell, 09. I actually pass. Freaking heck.
Okay. So you got. I'm sorry. What was this? What were you doing?
Track roll.
Track.
Do I see? Yeah, I'm just looking. Is there any sign of anything being here from badgers to bears?
You know what?
To,
what I will say is, you actually see up in the distance, actually fairly close to the creek. You must have turned off before you hit this, or you took a way around. There's actually something stuck in a tree over near the banks of it. You can't really see. You see something is there. You can't get a huge idea of what it is because it's you know you're between a lot of trees. But you do see something out over there.
I foolishly head towards it.
Okay.
Without shouting to my colleagues, who are evil and tainted by the evil mushrooms.
Okay, okay. As you get closer, you're probably... Okay, so there's trees all around. As you get closer, go ahead and make a spot hidden.
Oh, damn you. Which I fail, 78.
You fail with a 78. Okay. All right. Do you want to push it?
Nope.
Okay.
my spot hidden is...
Okay.
Oh, yeah, spot. Push the difference, right?
You keep getting closer and closer. You probably get to within about 20 feet, and you can see a carcass of a deer is in a tree.
Oh. Is it high up in the tree?
It's not that high up in the tree.
But still weird.
But, yeah, actually, you just see it. The head fell off. It's sitting there. And all of a sudden, you hear a rustle in the underbrush.
Is it in a hedgerow?
Please make a dex roll, please.
Dex of 55. I rolled... No, I spelled that, 94.
Oh, well. That's not great. 94. Okay, well. You have been entangled by something.
Uh-oh.
The roots of near this tree have grabbed your ankles and are pulling you towards the tree. You do see as you're getting closer that there is like slime coming off the tree. You see as the as you're getting closer, as you're getting pulled, you see that the deer carcass is starting to dislodge, and you are being pulled by whatever this thing is. You see black pulpy parts off the tree, which are you're seeing the viscous slime, which is coming off the branches and down the trunk, and you're getting pulled towards it. And you can now see that the branches are really wispy, or it's not wispy. I want to say the branches are yes, fairly tentacly. They're kind of waving towards you at this point. So what do you do? You are caught, and you are being pulled towards this tree, and these tentacles are actually starting to move towards you as you get closer.
I will scream. Okay. I'll scream loudly.
All right, everybody, do a listening roll. That's in the okay. So let's see. Well, you are. We're gonna say you're probably about here. A little bit closer. Probably about there.
I failed my listening roll pretty horribly.
What about everybody else?
96 of yes, something. Come on. That's a much lower than that.
I made it by about
okay.
30. So Jack looks to the back towards. I think Harriet. Oh, I'm sorry. You hear it. What do you say? You hear the scream echo on the wind.
It sounds like Harriet. I'm not sure how far away, but does sound like her.
Well, what's she saying?
I just heard sort of like a scream just in the wind. So.
Oh.
She was wearing high heels. She's heading
off that way.
We should probably check it out. We're four people here right now. It's White Raven, Reginald, and
Jack and yourself.
And Jack and me, right?
Yeah, and Reginald also heard this. Sorry, I forgot about him. So he heard this as well. So
let's take two of us and go and check it out, and two people can stay here. I take it. It's probably a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go. So,
yeah, I'll join in.
White Raven goes with Reginald.
Okay. All right, Harriet. I am going to... Okay, so, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Actually, we're going to use the dex roll... I'm sorry, the initiative mechanic in 7th, just to example. See how that works. This is a 7th game, man. Come on. Okay, so go ahead and roll your dex, please.
Where is my dex? 55. 14.
Ooh.
14. Okay, that's great. That's good. Okay, so you see that as you're getting pulled, he's actually pulled you over near a stump. You're actually got caught on a tree, and he's this thing is like kind of, you can feel it kind of tugging on you, and the it's now in the way of his tentacle. So he's actually kind of, he botched his roll. He got a 97. You get to go first. What would you like to do?
So the tree branch thing is it around my legs or?
Yes, you basically, we're going to say you got grabbed by one of the roots, and it's pulling you towards the tree. Now the carcass of the deer is fully falling to the ground. You can smell the desiccated rot of the thing. And now, actually, you're right next to a head of the deer, which is, it was fallen to the wayside. And actually, we need to have you do a sanity roll, as you see that this dark creature is some sort of strange tree thing. And
this is perfectly normal. Happens every week.
No, absolutely not. And you see pulpy flesh underneath the trunk and limbs.
I pass my sand roll with an 18.
Okay. So you keep it together and you lose one sand. That's pretty incredible. Yes, you are. You're a crazy biatch. That's insane. Okay, so yes.
I just slipped. Yeah, I just want to know. I've just slipped. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. So now you're being pulled toward, but it has gotten caught up, and it looks like you have a bit of a respite to try to get out of this.
Would I be too cheeky to say I had my handbag, which I got? Is my handbag still with me?
Yeah, I would say you have that.
I will reach in and pull out the steak knife and slash at the roots.
Okay, go ahead and
That's okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
It's a fighting roll.
It is going to do its maneuver. Is going to be to continue to bring you ahead. So. Now, actually, I will note before you do this, you feel that it slipped a bit when it hit it, so you might have a chance to get out of this.
Oh, to wiggle
as well. So it botched its pull. So I'm going to say if
I shall take my tights off.
Well, that's not gonna work. But you can feel that it loosens its grip on your ankle a little bit as it's pulling you. So you might have you might have a chance, but it, you know, you might not either. That's
how you're not would being be a held. Roll? That is no. Right, it's a combat maneuver.
Yeah, right now it's a combat maneuver. It has grabbed you and is bringing you towards it, so it can actually try to either hit you or grab you with its tentacles. But at this point, wiggle out you are. I'm sorry.
But to wiggle out is also a combat maneuver, is it? Or...
Yeah, it would be a combat.
It is a combat maneuver to break a combat maneuver. Yes.
Yeah. So you can either, I mean, you might be able to do that, or you can attack it. Okay, well, let's see. While you're deciding, let's go back. Yeah, let's go back. So you're next. You're going to be able to do that. But what are you guys doing when you hear this happen? Or you hear the yelling?
We're running towards.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So did you leave people?
No, two of us.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, two of us. Me, and Jack, exactly.
Okay. I was going to say, because I know White Raven is not speedy. He is not a speedy man. Okay, so you're running, and you can hear, as you're getting a little bit closer, you heard like a rustling, a huge rustling, and you hear more of her screams. Did you want to add any flavor to your screams, Harriet?
Just some foul language.
Okay, so you hear her swearing, and you hear actually you guys can hear this something drop as in out of a tree, which seems fairly weird. So yeah, there that's where you're at. So you're continuing to run. Why don't you guys go ahead and do dex rolls.
Sure thing.
Oh wait, 95. Yeah, and you are the running master. I forgot about that.
Yes, I have a move rate of 9.
I made it though. I've got a move of 8. So
okay. Yes, you're taken off, and you get probably about halfway to where you hear the screams are, and then you trip. And you fall down, and it gives Jack a chance to catch up with you. So Jack is running. Actually, and you made that, Jack?
Yes, I made it.
Okay, so you're basically you're a little bit ahead of him now.
I slipped in the mud.
Yes, yes. You're almost there. It'll probably be another round, but you're more of the same. So, Harriet, what have you decided in your
I am going to fight because I don't think my maneuver against a tree can do particularly well.
Okay,
I've got
a big size difference.
Well, actually, I will Flash. Note.
It's a tree.
Two.
The size is. It's a fairly big tree. It's probably about a little bit. Let's see here. Sorry, you know what? Let me check that.
Apparently, Harry's the bus to go. Possibly. With a build of plus one.
Mm.
I'd say lusty, but either way.
Okay. Yes, it's a build too, so it's not huge, but it is big.
Yeah, and it still incurs a penalty die if he tries to maneuver.
Right. Yep.
Okay. No problem. I'm just going to slash
the branches.
Okay. Mm. Cool. Go ahead, and it's going to try to oppose and pull you closer, and you go ahead and do your attack.
The thing is, though, is it just I've just got it unarmed, but is the thing with a knife?
Knife
is fighting brawl, but I don't know what.
Knife is a specific fighting skill.
Well, it's under fighting brawl.
Well, you know,
I don't know what
I'm,
fighting.
It's not no knife is not brawl. You have a specific fighting knife skill.
Oh, all
right. Okay. Well, you know what? For our purposes, so I'm gonna go with brawl. I mean, you know, I didn't really know that, so I'm just gonna say this is a brawl. So
which how's that, what's brawl though?
It's fighting brawl.
Which I haven't got on my character sheet. I've got unarmed on my character sheet.
Unarmed.
Oh, but that's the same. If you look in the, not on the weapons,
oh,
if you look
right,
under
right,
investigator
yeah.
skills.
Investigator skills, right.
Just under fast talk.
Oh, I say sorry, my pardon. See, I told you, 7th edition. It's evil. It's just pure, pure evil.
Yes, because you don't know where to look on your character sheet.
Yes, because it all should be in the same place under fighting.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. 11.
Okay, 11.
Which apparently is a pass.
That's nice. That's a
now,
hard
what,
success.
What is
least.
That? That's a hard success.
At least, depending on what skill, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's 52. It's fighting,
so you are attacking. Okay, did you get an impale?
Yes.
That's hard. Yeah, that's an impale. So you got a 50.
So it's an extreme success, yeah.
Let's see.
Let's slash those roots.
Wow, look at this. It almost got an impale. It had a 0-4. It does not get to pull you any further to get you to the tentacles, but you do hit it. So go ahead and roll your damage.
So I think I'll
have to look that up. It's a D4, and then you do have
damage bonus.
Yeah, big damage bonus.
It's one D4 plus two plus damage bonus.
This is an impaling weapon. Is max damage plus max damage bonus
right.
plus max
yeah.
plus roll weapon damage.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Yes, it's an impale. So, you are going to roll the D4. You'll get a full D4. You'll roll D4.
Says
and then
four.
He gets your... And he actually gets the full damage bonus as well, right?
No. Yeah, he gets max. Yeah, he gets max damage plus max
four,
damage bonus,
six,
and then he rolls
right.
the weapon.
Yep. So you can do up to 12 points of damage. Or yes. 12
points. Well, he doesn't get to roll his damage bonus though. He already gets max damage bonus.
So I get max
get
damage. I think
again.
It's four plus the
right.
two. Six. Well, plus the
and
damage
then
bonus.
You get to roll a D4 again.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Damage bonus. He doesn't get max damage bonus.
He gets max damage, which excluding damage
right.
bonus. Yes, max damage bonus, and
right.
then he rolls
so
the weapon damage, excluding
right.
damage bonus.
Right. Exactly. So you get your damage plus damage bonus full, And now you're going to roll for the weapon damage.
Yeah.
That's nine.
Nine. Okay. Yes. Let's see here. Okay. So you slice into the root which is holding it. So it actually I'm going to say with that, it has 1 point of armor, so you've hit it for 8 points of damage. I'm going to say that's enough to cut through the root. So your arm is free at this point. And your leg is free at this point.
Leg's free.
But you do see that a tentacle is flailing down at you from the other side. So it is attacking you. What would you like to do?
I would like to dodge.
Okay. Okay, so it is attacking. And actually, it totally misses. So it whips up on another tree next to you, and it just flails down that tree rather than actually hitting you.
I will then flee away from.
There you go. So yes. You run away. That is absolutely fine. You would be the first in the next round, and. You start. Which way do you run? Do you run towards your friends, or are you running out of the woods?
I will run out of the woods if I see if I'm near enough to make it.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So. Yes.
Shouting the trees, the trees.
You're running, and so you guys hear this. You hear the hollering and yelling of Harriet yelling something about the trees as she runs away. What are you guys doing?
I'm running after her.
Yep, heading in that direction.
Okay, do I get through the chase rules now?
No, we can't.
There may be chase rules at some point, so yes, that might happen. But
I stopped running.
we'll probably do that later at some point. But yeah. So you guys do catch up with her. What are you doing after you get out of the woods, Harriet?
Trying to get into the truck to drive away.
Okay. Who drove over? It was
Jeez.
No, it was Jack has the keys. Right, well, Jack, would you have left the keys in the truck?
I probably took them with me, but I could easily see it to where, you know, I just left them there because, you know, who's going to steal it out here in the middle of nowhere? So
Harry is going to steal the van.
Go ahead and, you know what? Do a hard luck roll, because I would think
or a luck roll with a penalty die is usually.
This is just an excuse for me to buy more dice, isn't it? That's what it is. Chaos is doing.
Yes.
Possibly.
All right, so that's the penalty die. All right. Well, I'll pick the highest. 76.
Yeah.
Could have been 26. Could have been 26.
No keys in the truck once you get there. And I would assume that Reginald, being a good driver, is not going to leave his keys. So that is.
I also fail my locksmith role.
There you go.
I'm a woman. I have happens.
Locksmith with a brick or something. So yes, you are at the truck. What are you guys doing? You guys are just running out of the forest at that point. Why don't we jump back to White Raven and Reginald? Is there anything you are doing at this site?
So we're still at the site.
I did you run with them? I didn't think you did. You said you were.
Yeah, no, I did. I was trying to run to help her.
Oh, you were? Okay. Then sure. Okay. Yeah, I thought they had said that you were staying at the site. So.
Oh no, no, I was running.
Okay. Well, you don't run as fast, but you know, Reginald's helping you run. Go ahead and do a dex roll, please.
23 of 44.
Yeah, great. No, yeah, you have no problems getting through all of this and avoiding weeping mushrooms and that sort of thing. So you hear that you do hear that Harriet yells and runs, and you know she's not yelling from the same spot that this all happened again. And then you can also hear the other guys are running through the forest towards her. So it looks like everybody's going to come outside the forest. So we'll just Harriet's any other frantic things you're doing in the forest? Or sorry, at the truck, Harriet?
Yeah, I'm so, look, we have to go. Give me the keys. We have to leave.
Hey, what happened? What happened?
Just the tree. It's moving. The branches. It grabbed me. Did you see it?
Grabbed you?
It was eating a deer.
A tree.
We've got to go. This wood is infected. It's cursed. It's not just the mushrooms that are weird. It's the trees. Come on, let's go.
No, this is the taint trying to stop us from doing the ritual. We have to complete the ritual.
No, nothing makes sense. This is all evil. I think we should go back to the university and get the police. This is all strange. Trees shouldn't move. Trees shouldn't grab you.
The police will do nothing for this.
Definitely agree. Trees shouldn't move.
Your ritual is not a pure and noble thing. It's this whole wood is evil. It's your tribe was evil. Whatever it did in the past is unholy. I should not be a part of this. Just give me the keys. I want to go. I want to go now.
I agree. I agree that the trees shouldn't be doing anything like that. But you know, since there was talk earlier with the ritual being done at night, and we've got the samples, we can easily just take it back to.
You want to go back here at night?
Well, no, I'm saying that we could take the samples over to the professor and to, you know, whatever equipment we have and kind of study it and then figure out what to do with our next step. And if people want to go do the ritual, they can. If they want to just stick around, they can. But it's obvious that there's something odd with those woods, and the less time we stay there, the better. So
it doesn't get dark until, like, 7 p.m. or so. It was really early when we were coming in here. Is it still early?
It can't be more than 10 a.m.
Yeah, no. It's probably, well, yeah, I guess you guys kind of wandered. So, yeah, I would say it's probably 9:30, 9:45.
I will agree to this. We know where it is now. I know how to get back with those that will help me. So let us do your investigation. We still have some time.
Mr. Raven... Yeah, this is everything you would need for this ritual.
I may need to dig a hole to create my fire.
Okay,
but that shouldn't take too long.
And that would be near where we left, in the woods near the location that we just ran from.
Yeah, the clearing that we saw.
Yeah,
that's where I need to be.
In the center of the clearing, where he needs to set up his bonfire for the.
Oh, I don't think the trees are going to be happy that you're trying to burn them.
We're not burning the trees. We're creating a bonfire in a clearing. I would never burn trees. I would never. I would never. I just want to help nature.
By burning the wood, I don't think the trees are going to like that.
We can find some firewood. We're not going to burn the live trees.
So you admit they're alive, you know. You knew all along, didn't you, you damn Indian?
Of course trees are alive.
Now, I don't doubt that you have good intentions, but I have, yeah. This is just weird. Let's take a closer look at these specimens and try to find out what's going on.
I want everyone to go in this with as much knowledge as they can possibly have to help me. So let's go. I will come along.
Okay, cool. Well, tell you what, I think we're right at 2 hours there, around. Is there anything else? I think we'll close up pretty soon, since, you know, we'll get some other folks here, hopefully for the next one. Is there anything else you'd like to do before checking out this stuff? Is there any final actions you'd like to take near the outside of town?
Harry is just in the truck trying to get it started.
Well, I don't know what does Jack do with the keys there? Is Harry?
I'm not letting her have the keys. I mean, I'll let her get in the truck and shut the door and stay safe, but you know, she doesn't seem like she's in a condition to drive at the moment. But
see, you need to go back to the tree to prove that I'm mad.
Well, we have seen some some pretty weird things. I couldn't have been a tree, though, could it? But surely there must be something.
It's like the animals. Everything's weird here. The animals attacked us. Now it's the damn plants.
Yeah. Well,
don't you see they're trying to prevent us from doing this ritual?
And they're succeeding.
Why are they trying to prevent us from doing this ritual?
Because whatever this taint is, knows that if I can attain this power, that we have a chance to defeat it.
As a white woman, this is all pagan nonsense. How would they know?
The trees are part of nature. Why would nature be trying to stop us? If this is so good, why is nature trying to work against us here?
It's been tainted.
Yeah, or maybe the nature just had... Maybe it's more of an involuntary reflex kind of action, where it just does that to everyone. I don't know.
It seems to be eating the deer. Well, I'm sure your trees, if they did come alive, they'd be not eating deer.
Are you sure you didn't just get lost in the woods and run into the deer? Into, like, a body of a deer and get scared or something?
I was walking back to the truck, and I saw something in the trees, and it was a deer. And the tree was seemed to be it was in a terrible state. It was dead, and then the roots they moved. They grabbed me and they started dragging me towards the tree. And then I managed to escape with a knife. But
I shoot a look at Jack. Here, take some water. That's just calm down.
I'm not Jack. Who's
Yeah, Jack is here as well. Yes.
Yeah, I'm here, but I don't.
I think he was excitable. Yeah.
I'm shooting a look at Jack, and then I'm offering Harriet some water.
I will smash it out of your hand.
Hey.
But why are you offering? You know this is tainted.
No, this is the water we got at the Miskatonic.
Everything around here is tainted.
Well, okay, yeah. It's just that you're, I mean, are you sure, really, really sure that it was a tree?
Look at my leg, and I'll show him where I'm presuming if it grabbed my legs, there's going to be a mark on my leg, isn't it? I take it.
Yes, yeah.
Any excuse to show my ankle.
Can I see any sort of residue from trees?
Oh, the sticky one.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see here.
Or like splints or something?
You actually do see some sort of smudging down there, but you do see around her ankle is a very prominent... bruise, like a circle, and you can see like pieces of bark have been pressed into her flesh.
I'm gonna take a what's the term? a tweezer and take a sample of the bark.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
You remove a strip of flesh from her leg.
Yes.
Yes. So
this
you,
is interesting. Yeah, it is bark.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's do another biology roll to make sure the sample's okay. I think it should be
44, but I will spend to pass.
I thought you had good biology. Okay, yeah, sure.
I have 40 biology, so it's just four points.
Okay.
Is it?
Yes, you
got any of the Ica?
Helps
on it.
We'll say that there wasn't. You see some weird smudges on your skin, but you don't see.
Goop.
Goop. Yes, exactly. Mucus, snot. Yeah, none of that is on your ankle. So you put it into another petri dish, and you got a fine sample from taking that.
Maybe there is something to this tree story.
Look, we've seen.
I don't doubt you were attacked. I mean, you wouldn't be bruised like this otherwise. But it just seems sort of far fetched that a tree would do this.
I know.
Trees are usually not moving very fast unless it's the wind. And I doubt
trees.
The wind would do this.
Since we've been here, everything's weird. The townsfolk are infected with something. Every feels different. I got this pounding in my head. It's driving me crazy. And now the trees? Can we just... I don't know. This ritual...
It does seem a little less far-fetched than if you said this in Arkham, yes.
I think we just need to speak to the Carmides. They seem to be the root of all this. I will not be part of this ritual because your tribe was evil, and nothing that has happened so far has shown me that they're looking for redemption or anything. You just keep mentioning power. And like everything around here, it's all corrupted. I just want to go back. I want to go back to the Carmides. I need a rest.
That's fine. I understand. I understand. I only want those assisting me that are willing and passionate about doing it. It's a shame that we can't make you see how important this is, or I can't.
That's from Reginald Brunson. Can't you see the importance? Can't you see? Why would you say such dark things? This is a miracle! A miracle!
Reginald, it's okay, it's okay.
I don't, not to speak for you, Harriet, but I don't think the issue is whether or not you think this is important, but whether or not how can we trust that this is going to do some good. I mean, there's no way for us to know.
But the only evidence we have is bad. His tribe was shunned by everybody. Even the other tribes said they were evil. And now all of a sudden he gets some spirit dreams and tells him he'll have power if he does this. If the location in the woods felt clean and pure, then maybe, but it's not. It's corrupt.
Yeah.
The toadstools are bleeding. The flies. It's not holy. It's not safe.
It's not a nice place. That's for sure. I mean, yes.
There's no difference between that to what else we're seeing. Everything in this area is corrupt. Everything is wrong.
So you're saying if it was like pretty flowers and
yes, I am,
and butterflies instead of flies,
yes.
Not everything is as black and white.
You keep saying it's tainted. Your that area, it's tainted. Even if your ritual was for good, which I don't think it is, everything in that area is tainted. It will not work. It will go wrong.
I don't believe you are correct, but you can do what you wish.
Did he sponsored the original survey, didn't he?
Yes, I did. I did sponsor the survey.
Yes.
This is all your plan. This is all you're doing. You knew, and you sent the professor and his wife here.
But
you knew this was
that
happening.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, if he wants us here.
But if why does he want us here? If he wanted to come to that clearing, I mean, he could have done so at any time.
He didn't know where this was beforehand, so he needed someone to find the area, and he needs us now for sacrifices.
But he's the one who found the area.
So he claims.
Well, we certainly didn't find
it. Through dreams? How realistic is that?
Yeah, but we certainly didn't find it. I mean, it's not like he's... If you're right, and this is some sort of a grand plan from him, we certainly didn't help him with it.
I know, but he wants us now for sacrifices.
We'd been completely useless in this plan.
Yep. His plan for Professor Rhodes and the original expedition was to survey this area to find out his history, his tribe's history. And now he knows he wants us to help him with the ritual for sacrifices.
I don't think that's the case. I do think that the Mr. Raven has good intentions, but I'm not sure
why do you think he's got good intentions?
He seems like a good man. But I'm not sure that despite good intentions that will have good consequences.
I'm not sure he's a good man. He's always struck me as slightly creepy, and he's done nothing so far to prove otherwise.
Well, I think everything here has been misunderstood. And yes, I did sponsor this expedition, and yes, it was partly because of my heritage in this area. But Professor Rhodes was coming out here anyway to do his research, and I just helped him, and we agreed to help each other. And I am extremely worried about Professor Rhodes, and I want to see him safe just like everyone else.
I don't believe you. I think this is all some kind of dirty redskin plan of mysticism and mumbo-jumbo.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but you'll see that you're wrong. If I am successful at completing my ritual.
I would also note that you continue to hear the boom inside your head.
Which is driving me crazy. Look, can we just go either back to the town, the village, sorry, or the farm. We've got what we've come from. I'm not going back in those woods.
Okay.
Let's go find out where the professor and Mr. Dell has, or Werfel's gone. I'm going to sit as far away from. Well, no, they're in the car now, so I will not go in the car with the White Raven.
There you go. All right. So that was a good dramatic ending there. So next time we will hopefully hook up with the whole crew. And that was a pretty darn good session. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah, it was short, but very fun.
I'm gonna have to end up killing everybody again. I'm sorry.
And you're a lucky woman, Harriet. You're a very lucky woman.
I love Doc. Yep. Beautiful.
All right. So okay. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. That was awesome. I think we'll cut it there. All righty. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks again.
That was a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. Have a good week, and we'll catch you on the. On the emails, I guess. So.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Cool. A lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
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 A special thanks to Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward,
and Matthew Sanderson, creators of the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, for their voice talents provided for the audio handouts within this recording. Be sure to check out their excellent Call of Cthulhu and horror genre podcasts. Visit the Good Friends at their website, www.blasphemoustomes.com. All music within this recording graciously composed and performed by Walkathon. In the next episode of Blackwater Creek, the group makes a move on the Carmody farm. The investigators make a hasty retreat, and a brave investigator decides to go it alone. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in Blackwater Creek.